messages on screen to be added eventually. That version becomes available. This station will now
Welcome to the Casual Preppers Podcast. Here are your hosts, Cam and Kobe.
Welcome to the Casual Preppers Podcast, the only place for prepping, survival, and entertainment. We are your hosts, Cam and Kobe, and we are ready to bring survival goodness direct to your ear holes.
Yes, we are.
Cameron, what is going on today?
Today we got a good old episode of Bug Out Bag Part.
Yeah, Bug Out Bag Part 2. We recently happened to catch our original Bug Out Bag episode.
And it's pretty dang
weak. We both wanted to throw up on ourselves.
I unsubscribed from the podcast.
I'm like, I'm not listening to these idiots anymore. It was pretty bad. So we decided it's probably a good idea to go over it again.
Yeah. We've had more time to kind of mess with bug bags.
Bug bags.
It's a bug bag. With our bug out bags. Mm-hmm. And man, it's only like 2 minutes, 1 minute in, and I've already fumbled my words, mm-hmm. which is awesome. Good job.
I think that's a record, actually. That's the furthest you've been in. Anyways, guys, today's podcast is brought to you by TacPack, the only monthly tactical subscription box with useful professional-grade stuff inside. Get 10% off your first TacPack with code CASUALPREPPERS at TacPack.com and join the thousands of satisfied subscribers today. That's 10% off with code CASUALPREPPERS at TacPack.com. And you're rubbing off on
me
now.
Do we need to redo this whole podcast?
No, we're good. We're good. Don't worry. Don't worry, bro.
All right.
So, yeah, guys, go check out TacPack because they're fantastic. Don't you think?
They are fantastic.
Listener, reviews starts now.
Wow.
You want to take it?
Starting right now. I'll do it. Let's do this.
You do it, bro.
So, this is from... Where is this from?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
This is from the Amazon book, I think. Okay. No. This is from iTunes. iTunes.
Okay. So, this is from Fast Eddie Built.
Yeah.
All right? Fast Eddie Built. So he says, these guys are what make my morning commute to work for reals.
Yeah, it's like, no kidding, it's for reals.
Yo, Joe's for reals.
Uh-huh.
Without them, I would have driven my 1987 Dodge Omni off a cliff into a very conveniently placed pit of spears and rare Ethiopian knives.
Good gracious. Fast Eddie, where do you live?
The Omni, man.
I know,
a sweet car.
So thanks. Thanks, bro. If you guys want to be part of this, go to iTunes, go to Facebook, go to the Amazon book, and leave us a 5-star review. Make it awesome, because if it's not awesome, we ain't going to read it.
And you're going to be a celebrity on our show.
Mm-hmm.
Social media shout out.
Today, I'm shouting out the guys named BattleBox.
Man Stuff.
The Man Stuff podcast. I don't know if you guys caught it, but I happened to be on the last episode.
That was Kobe. It wasn't an imposter.
That actually was me.
I was there.
I was sweating my balls off.
It
was in this little tiny room, and it was me and Kern and Battle Dan, and they had to turn the AC off in
the
Georgia.
Oh,
because
of
it's so loud. It's like this little 10x10 room. After an hour, I'm like, I can't do it anymore, guys. I gotta go. I ain't used to this humidity.
Y'all just do naked next time.
Yeah, no, seriously. So, anyways, go check them out. Go check out the Man Stuff podcast. That's the one the BattleBox puts on. They talk about BattleBox stuff. They talk about Man Stuff.
Yeah. Sweet stuff.
Yeah, they do. So, make sure to check out the last episode. Let's make that one the best downloaded episode ever. So they're like, gosh dang, dude.
Yeah, brought that Kobe on, and man,
we just blew up and stuff.
It's a mad, mad world.
We're all gonna retire.
We're all retired now.
You go ahead.
Me? Okay. Well, I was gonna talk about the hurricanes.
What are those? They've been happening?
Oh, my gosh, man. I feel bad
one
for
one after another, man.
Yeah.
I think Jose's coming now.
Jose's on his way to the coast.
Jose's coming across the coast right now.
He's going to come. He's going to lay some wreckage on the coast and stuff.
I'm going to destroy your house, man.
I don't care about it either. I'm just going to do it and just leave.
Just leave.
I'll do it real quick and then just leave.
It's going to cost you millions of dollars.
You're going to be so pissed. So peace.
Yeah, he's coming.
And then obviously, you know, the one that just hit. It's bad stuff. It's all bad. We all know about it. We feel bad for you people down there in Florida and Georgia.
Man, what a joke.
It is a joke. But I got to tell you another story, actually. I was at my sister's house today. I had to run over there. She was telling me the story, this thing that happened to her yesterday. This is so, like, perfect.
What does this have to do with anything?
You gotta listen, brah. So she's like, I was driving home yesterday. It was, like, noon or something like that. She's hitting her garage door opener. It's not opening. And she's like,
oh, fudge.
She's like, oh, fudge.
Power out.
Yeah. And so she's like, the first thing she thought about was me making fun of my wife on the last episode about her not knowing how to open the garage door when the power's out. She's like, I really hope the power's not out. So she goes in the house. The power's out. Right.
Or was it?
It was out. So she's like, crap. So she couldn't get the garage door open, right? So she had to leave her car out there.
So she went into her prepper room.
No, this is the thing about it. She was not even close to ready for this power outage. The power was out from noon to 3 a.m. at her house. And so she basically...
That's enough to kill an American.
I know. She basically lost everything in her fridge because she didn't have any...
Oh, right.
Yeah, she lost everything in her fridge. Her freezer was all right. She didn't know what to do. I'm like, didn't you just listen to the podcast? She's like, yeah, I must not have listened very well. But she didn't have a flashlight in the whole house.
No way.
No flashlight. Well, you know how they are. They just moved, you know, and yeah, they're in between places.
I will so, cut them
No, I got to cut them some slack. I just thought it was a good story of
it
how,
is, yeah.
You know, the very last podcast is something, I mean, it was prepping for power outages. You don't think it's going to happen until it happens. Yeah.
You don't think we talk about serious stuff, but
yeah.
We could have saved.
I was
some
laughing
pain.
The whole time. I'm like, did you not take one word we said to heart? So, anyways, nuts.
Freaking idiot.
What do you got, man?
So, Equifax.
Equifax.
Equa.
Equifax.
I can't stand when they say Equa, so I've been saying it just because I bug myself.
So,
yeah, we've talked a lot about, you know, cyber attacks and that threat that we have. And. I mean, this company that has all of our information, everything, like, it's just a gold mine to hack.
Yeah.
And they got through.
It's like the holy grail of
really
hacks.
It really is.
Man.
And I'm like, we've always talked about, like, that's probably the biggest, most likely threat to the United States. And,
yeah.
And here it was. I mean, it could be a lot worse.
Yeah. A lot of people are saying don't worry about it too much, but it's still, it's
the
worrisome.
The thing that freaks me out is years. You know, years and years and years, that information could just be, you know,
passed around,
you know, filed away. And then all of a sudden somebody's like, who's this? Retard.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean,
it's messed up, dude.
You should just clean them all out. Fire them all.
And fire Equifax?
Them. Yep. Fire them all.
Fire them all.
We got three of them. You only need TransUnion and what's the other one?
I don't know.
Anyway.
The other one.
You don't need three monitoring anymore.
So
yeah.
Go back and listen to the cyber security episode. I don't remember which one that was. Or cyber survival is what it was.
I can't remember either.
But go listen to it because we had some really relevant information in there about that type of stuff.
Yeah.
Right?
Save your life.
Save your freaking life.
Save your nest egg.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Oh, do you have a nest egg?
I don't.
I got like $82 in my bug out bag.
I got like chocolate eggs from last Easter.
Yeah.
That's what we're talking about.
I got Cadbury's.
Let's get into this.
Yeah, let's get into this, guys.
Right now.
Bug out bag part do.
Yeah.
So episode two, like we said, we did do something similar to this, but we were kind of just getting our feet under us. It was kind of a crappy episode.
It's a little bit of a regurge of
some
article.
I actually just want to take those first like five episodes down.
Yeah, I know.
Because they're pretty bad, but I'm just going to leave them up anyway. So
yep.
You guys can
go back
and compare. But anyways, we're going to talk about bug out bags today. We're going to go over the basics of the things you need in your bag. We're going to talk a little bit about the bag itself. What else are we going to talk about? You don't know?
No, just like...
Do you have any idea?
Just...
Well, do you know what we're doing?
You know, we talked about the... basically, the first one, we ran down like the seven most important things to put in your bag.
Sure, yeah.
We kind of stayed a little bit with, you know, the most important things that mm-hmm. you want in there. So it's a kind of a small list. What is it, like seven or eight things?
Yeah.
Of like categories, you know.
We're going to expand a little bit on some other items that you can have in there, depending on your situation,
mm-hmm.
right? So, first off, we'll go over a few things. So, you want to make sure that your bug out bag isn't too freaking heavy. I put this down there to keep the weight down because if you're actually going to go out and use it, if you have to use it in some sort of like a real like bug out situation, maybe you don't have a vehicle and you're actually just carrying this thing on your back.
Right.
You need to be... as light as you possibly can.
Yeah.
You know, because there's some people that have those freaking 50-pound bags. Like, how long are they going to last, really?
They're not going to go very far.
Yeah.
Or they'll be perfect to pick off and then go loot through
the bag. Yeah, exactly. So just make sure it's not... make sure you can handle it. Make sure you go out and actually put it on and do some hiking with it and make sure it's comfortable and, you know... Because otherwise, it's really not that good to you.
Yeah. And I've been... like when we go on little hikes and stuff with my family, I take a bag that it's kind of one of my bug out bags.
Yeah.
And I found some problems with it, which is why it's nice to test it.
Yeah,
like,
it absolutely
the way
is.
That the straps lock up top, they start to slip. And I don't even have a lot of weight in there.
Yeah.
And I realize that's going to be, I mean, if you're running, if you're, you know, hiking, and that comes loose, to be dicking with that the whole time, you're going to be frustrated.
And then, you know, if you have a family and you have little kids, you know you're going to be carrying one of them. I mean, can you imagine having a 50-pound pack and then a 50-pound kid?
Yeah.
And you know what I mean? So you just got to be thinking about all those angles because
you do.
It's going to be, it's not going to be bad. Also, customize it for each season and each situation.
Yeah, we talked a little bit about, that's what we were discussing, doing like scenario-based.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
so like right now, we're kind of going out of summer into fall, winter time. Yeah,
change
here.
That bag up.
So that bag needs to be changed up. Right now, I just have like an extra pair of pants and a t-shirt.
Right.
Which obviously, in the winter, that's not going to be super helpful. I mean, it'll help, but you need to have a jacket or something, you know. So that's just,
and
you
like
know,
those little, you know, we have those little rubber cleats that go on for traction.
Yeah.
You know,
yep,
throw
exactly.
it in your winter bug out bag.
Yeah, throw them in there.
And you can even have, I mean, I've got like six bags, and I have enough mm-hmm. gear that I could honestly
have several.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, exactly.
And then, you know, make your kids pack some. That's why they were born.
Yeah, that's the only reason they're there.
It's the only reason you have them, so they
to pack
extra
the gear.
Food.
Yep, exactly. So, so let's go into the number one item to have in your bag, and this is water. You know, I talked about a lot of this actually comes directly from the book. If you guys haven't got the Casual Prepper's Beginner's Guide to the Apocalypse, you're missing out because a lot of this comes right from that. So, water.
So if you've read ahead.
Yeah, if you might know all this already.
This
if you have
is going to be so clear to you guys.
Yes, so the number one thing you have to have in your bag is actual physical water, right? You need to actually have some in the bag. And there's several ways you can do that. You can just get a freaking water
just
bottle.
Fill your bag up.
Yeah.
You got one of those water.
Yeah. Well, honestly, if you have a bladder that you can put in the bag, that's a great way to go. A lot of bags have, you know, the bladder slots for them. That's always great, especially if you're going to actually be hiking and stuff. what I have in my bag is some Datrex emergency water pouches, the 125-milliliter ones.
I have
5-year shelf life. You know,
they're teeny tiny. They can slip in a bunch of pockets.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, kind of surround.
But the thing is, you know, most people say that, you know, a liter a day, if you're bugging out, is probably the minimum, which actually isn't going to be enough. I don't care what anyone says, you know, but you can't really carry that much in your bag, you know, so you're going to have to supplement that with other things.
Right.
So the next thing you're going to want to do is have a water filter of some sort. I suggest the Sawyer Mini. I mean, it's above and beyond every other filter out there. Life
probably
Straw's,
the smallest.
It's the smallest, yeah.
And it filters probably more than 90% of them.
Oh, I think it filters more than all of them.
I don't think any of them filter
100,000 gallons.
So crazy.
With the Sawyer Mini. And they're only like $20.
Yeah.
Sometimes you can get it for cheaper. Life Straws are great, but they only do...
Like, they do. And I even have like the big kit, you know, like the reservoir one. You know,
is it Life Straw or Sawyer?
No, it's a Life Straw.
Oh, okay.
But I'm saying like that big, huge one, it's only like 4,000 something gallons.
Yeah.
It's like, geez.
Yeah, so... I suggest the Sawyer Mini. If I, you know, if I'm going to do it, that's what I have in my bag.
For sure.
Go for the Sawyer Mini. I'm going to die.
Mm-hmm.
So that all kind of comes with a caveat. You must actually have water on the way to where you're going. So you this is something you have to think about with your bug out route and your bug out location.
You got to rehydrate to get there.
Yeah, that filter, it worked dick if you don't have anything to put it in and suck the water out, right?
Mm-hmm.
So just make sure that you have sources en route. The other thing you have is water purification in the form of either, you know, tabs or a way to boil water.
Yeah.
And obviously, you got to have a way to boil water. So, obviously, fire starting gear and a pot of some sort.
Yeah.
So, make sure you have those.
I think that's one thing that's easy to forget is to not have something to actually collect and carry water with you.
Yeah. And I wrote that down, too. And I actually glossed over that. But have like a collapsible water bottle.
Yeah. There's a lot of cool ones out there.
Yeah.
Even a bladder, you know?
Yeah, a bladder, yeah. Like we said, a bladder is good as well. But yeah, like those little collapsible water bottles are great. I mean, the Sawyer Mini actually comes with the little water pouch.
Right.
You know, that you can stick on the end of it. So that's, you know, if you
that's
have
actually
that.
What I have in mine is a little Sawyer Mini.
Yeah, exactly. So
Mini.
So, you know, that's the kind of like the three-pronged water approach for bug out bags that we suggest.
Amen.
Amen, son.
I think you got something going there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. You want to chase that water down with some food. So that's
or,
number
or
two.
Or opposite.
Yeah. You don't want to choke to death.
No, you don't.
But, so food, you know, I said this before. I think that food is one of the easier things to kind of compile.
Yeah.
There's so many options. You know, little packets of nuts. You've got dried fruit, which is excellent, lasts a long time. You know, freezer dried stuff is great because you don't really have to even mess with it or rotate it out.
Yeah.
Because it's
exactly
it just lasts forever. And
see, I've got a combination of things in my bag. I've got some a Mountain House meal, you know.
Yeah.
I've got some of those Daytrex emergency bars, like Tack Bar.
Right.
Just like that. Because that stuff, it's good for 5 years. It's not good for 25 like the Mountain House.
Yeah.
But 5 years, you don't have to worry about it. It's there. It's just ready to
and
go.
That's super convenient to just have it sitting in there and like, don't have to worry about
yep.
it. It's going to be good.
Mm-hmm.
Are those like the MREs? The Tack Pack ones, or are they more of
the Tack Bar ones?
Yeah. What are the Tack Bars?
Tack Bars are like a food bar. They're like a dry food bar.
Okay, so they're actually better probably than the MRE taste wise.
Yeah. The Tack, well, I don't know. The Tack Bars are kind of like a lemon flavor.
What do they have calorie wise?
I have to look and see what the calories are. It's like 2,400 calories or something
like
that.
Then,
it's really close to that.
But yeah, those are excellent, you know, just because you get so many calories
Tack
and
bars right
just
there.
A few bites and, you know, you can keep going.
Exactly, yeah.
I added in there too, you want, you know, like some sweet things, you know, you want like a chocolate or a trail mix is what a lot of people like to, they
yeah.
build their own mix,
yeah.
you know, with things that they like. Like I like those trail mixes, that have chocolate in them, but I can't stand the M&M's. So I like separate them out.
Tack Bar. If you guys are watching,
2,500
calories for one of those. Those are so easy to slip in your bag.
In your what?
In your bag, bro.
Right in the back of your bag.
Mm-hmm.
So, there's a ton of variety, and some of the other unique things, you can get like peanut butter pouches, you
yeah.
know, so you can put it on all your stuff that tastes horrible that can keep you alive. They even have tuna in pouches that are tiny.
Yeah.
You know, we got that weird one from Great Britain, remember?
Yeah.
It's like a lemon.
Did you try any of that
no,
stuff
I
yet?
I was tempted to.
I've got a bunch of it in my car.
I ate some of the other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing I added to the food is drink mixes.
That's such a good idea.
You know, they're teeny. They're, you know, you can add it to nasty tasting food or water, you know.
Yeah.
As long as it's filtered from a puddle, it probably tastes horrible.
Yeah.
Just add a drink mix, then you've got electrolytes and everything.
Yeah, it's always a really good idea. Or even like those... like the emergency drink mixes, you
yeah.
know, because
mm-hmm.
they're great for hydration and you get your vitamin C in there, boost the energy.
Right.
Good to go.
They even have those like instant breakfast pouches,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Something super simple, tons of
yep. You just got to make sure that you're actually rotating that stuff in and out because
right.
that stuff doesn't last forever. So you really have to pay attention to that.
Right. And then one thing quick on the food is, you know, you've got those dried pouches. You do have to think about, you know, I'm going to need extra water for this.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
A lot of those dried ones, if you're going to mix, you know, you may want to hold some of those packets aside, you know. But
yeah.
You need that way of having containers to boil and mix in and everything.
Exactly,
just
yeah.
a little more to think about with that. So.
Yep.
But yeah, I think food's pretty straightforward, pretty easy. But yeah.
Did you say jerky and stuff? Because yeah.
I didn't mention jerky. That is, I'll probably have a bag clear full of jerky.
Yeah.
It's like my favorite.
High protein. It tastes good. It's
right.
a great, I mean, it's like candy to me, man.
Yeah.
You know.
And those things, you know. You also, somewhat with that food, is thinking about, you know, this is super salty. I'm going to be drinking more water because
yeah.
of it. So you probably don't want to stack clear four jerky.
Yeah.
You dumb jerk.
Idiot.
You dumb jerky. Number three,
clothing, yeah.
So
we didn't write anything on here, did we?
No, well, I just didn't feel like there was any, we didn't need to be all specific because the last article talked about, you know, having two pairs of shoes and 16 pairs of jeans and 15 pairs of shirts.
Don't
and,
do that.
You know, I'm just like...
An extra change of clothes is going to be sufficient.
Right.
Obviously, make sure you always have at least an extra pair of socks. I mean, that's the biggest thing. When your feet get wet, you know, an extra pair of shoes are great, but if you're going to throw some boots or shoes in your bag, man, that's heavy.
It is.
You know? But I think that's something good to think about having in your vehicle.
Right.
You know, because, I mean... Really, most of the time, if you're going to be bugging out, you're going to have your vehicle.
Right.
I mean, there's very rarely are you going to be bugging out without your vehicle.
Yeah, yeah, and we, yeah.
I mean, it can happen.
To have it all in there,
but just you know, so think about that as you're building these kits. You know what I mean? That there's other places that you can hide this stuff.
Yeah, I have some like where my bug out bags. I have them hanging in a very hidden place that
mm-hmm.
no one will ever know about.
Mm-hmm.
But I have actually a separate bag of like. Just some clothes and shoes and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And the last time we talked about well, I'd mentioned, you know, I have these old shoes that would be hell.
Oh yeah,
literally, like getting up and really hiking, and you know, if you were on your feet all day, getting away from something or somewhere, and you wore these Nikes that are just, you know, the heels busted in them, and the arch is gone. You know, I understand not throwing those away, and I usually mow my lawn in half of those. Yeah. But for a bug out, you want a good set.
And you also want to make sure you don't have a brand new set either. Because a lot of people are like, I'm just going to buy a brand new pair of boots.
Those are going to rape
you. I'm
going to
throw
those.
Oh, you're going to feel like garbage after an hour.
So I do have some old lace up leather boots, the, you know, boxing boots.
Boxing boots.
But yeah, I think clothing's pretty simple. You know, you want something, you know, that can be easily, you know, like dry looks type of stuff.
Yeah.
And then durable pants that aren't going to freaking be, you know, you don't got big old gaping holes in them and all that.
And then this is a good area for actually molding it to each season, obviously, you know. In the summer, probably a t-shirt is going to be, at least have a t-shirt. You know, you can have a long sleeve shirt for nights and stuff. But winter comes, you got to have something that's warmer, you know.
Yeah.
So that's something you have to think about as the seasons change for your bug out bags. Yeah.
And they have some pretty amazing gear out there. I mean, there's a lot of the like pants that I want to get that are, you know, super durable and lots of pockets. And then they've got the waterproof socks that you're, you know, those are sweet.
I've got a couple of pair of those.
Stuff that, you know, just pack light, but pack quality, you know.
Yeah, pack smart. Yeah. Just
pack
think
smart.
About it. Yeah. Don't like pack it. Stupid.
Don't be a dummy.
Mm-hmm. Number four, Cameron, shelter. This one to me is kind of hard. It is. I don't know why. I feel like it's hard. Because I don't want to carry a tent.
No.
I mean,
you will
can.
Love to have a tent.
I
with
will
you.
Love to. I
That's
absolutely
the thing.
Will.
It is a tough one. And I think the better way to go about it is to, what I kind of mentioned in here, for shelter is to, if you have like a foldable like tarp type of thing. You know, BattleBox had that like tent thing that we got.
Yeah, and the tarp.
It's not a full-on right tent. It's a tarp.
Mm-hmm.
That one's, I mean, it is going to add some weight. It's a little bit
bigger. Still, it's much lighter than a tent,
but you can use it in so many different ways.
Yeah.
So that and cordage, you're set.
You're pretty much set.
You know, in any scenario, you could build on top of it. You know, like, if you want it more durable, and you've got the rain protection, the wind protection.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the biggest thing is to have, like, basically a tarp or one of those.
You know, something I have in my bag, too, that I've thought about is the emergency blanket.
Right.
You know, I mean, they're tiny. They weigh nothing, but you can roll those out with
the
some
little,
cordage.
The little shiny ones?
Yeah. But, you know, they're reflective. They're like yay big, you know, when you get them out there, but you can tie that up as a rain shelter
you
need to. You know what I mean?
They're pretty thin.
They are.
Poke through them, but they are going to give you much more
than just nothing.
Building sticks and leaves.
Yeah, but
you know?
I mean, you could put it over top of a stick shelter or something.
And I do.
Like
I have one of those in there. The other thing I'd put in here was a bivy,
you know,
they're a little more durable. They, you know, they trap heat in and, you know, sleeping at night, that's going to be money.
Oh yeah.
Cause even in the middle of summer in the desert, you know, those nights drop super freaking
It's
going to
get cold
so
just laying there. Yeah.
You do want to accommodate, you know, you want to think, it's the middle of the summer, but those nights up in the mountain, if that's where you're headed, you need good protection. And you know, I think the best way is carrying like a tarp or even, like you said, a bivy or, you know, an emergency blanket that gives you protection from wind, rain, dust, you know.
Bugs.
It's going to make it real nice.
Yeah.
Mm.
Going to sleep good.
And you ain't getting a bivy for one person, but there'll be two of
I actually have a two-person bivy, which is pretty nice.
I know. I gave mine away.
Dude, don't do that.
And the other thing, like you were saying, is like location. I mean, how far are you going to go? And are you in an area that doesn't have a lot of shelter from the sun, you know? And is it an area that's really, you know, moist? Super moist.
So something I want to say before, I should have said this at the beginning. So bug out bags are something that everybody talks about, right, in the survival and prepping. I mean, it's just like a huge thing. Everybody's got to have their bug out bags. But this is something... Really, bugging out should be your last option. Like, most likely, you're not going to bug out. I mean, that's the thing. You're most likely not going to do it.
Right.
So I just want to have that to preface all of this stuff that we're talking about. This is great to have ready, but this probably isn't going to be something you'll use to bug out. More than likely, if you keep something like this in your vehicle, it'll be a really good like get home bag. So like say you're in town, something happens, you got to get home. This is something that can help you with that. So as far as a bug out bag goes, I mean, you're most likely not going to use it for this.
Yeah.
I mean, 90% of the time, right?
I agree.
So just think about that.
Stink it.
We
also did the episode on like a bug out location.
Yeah.
So if that's your like plan A, you know, then think about how far, you know, and what route and like what minimal weight is going to get you there safely. Because you don't want to take your whole basement storage with you in that bug out.
No,
bag.
And that's
and
why
I
you
see that all the time.
And that's why you don't want to bug out.
Look how freaking ridiculous these bags are.
Yeah. It's just like, I don't know how you could go more than a mile.
I don't either. You need rollers on it.
Yeah. Like, just like a rolling bug out bag.
But shelter's tough. I think probably key points and most importantly is like have a bushcraft book, you know, like one of those little booklets of how to make some, you know, really
some
sturdy
shelters.
Shelter. Yeah.
Yep.
And cordage. You definitely want you some cordage.
Absolutely.
So I'm doing first aid.
Number five.
And I feel like I'm just keep going.
Yeah. First aid. I figured you'd probably.
I'd
be like, put band-aids on stuff and keep going.
Yeah.
That's
so first aid kits people can get just out of control with.
They
can. You know, I'm going to take.
We'll do this casually. We don't do that.
You know, thoracic surgery kit with me. Got a nice kit to put a artificial heart in and trip pack around.
Just in case.
You never know.
You don't ever know.
You really.
Prostate cancer kit, just in case.
Yeah. So I always like to think about the basic supplies that you're probably going to use the most is what you want to make sure you have. You know, Band-Aids, Steri-Strips, iodine, alcohol wipes, things for real basic scratches, you know, not very deep laceration repair.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the number one things you want to make sure every kit has.
Right.
So I'm not even going to go to detail on them. Not going to go to detail.
Don't.
So wound management, this is where you get a little bit more specific. Yeah, obviously, you know, you may run into, even a gunshot wound or, you get in a knife fight downtown.
Yeah. Maybe Jose throws a palm tree through your face. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Maybe it passes right on through your femur.
Yeah.
But you do want to have...
I just broke your femur, man.
So, and I've said this a million times, too. Don't pack what you don't know how to use. You know, I hope somebody knows how to use this. I'm going to pack it.
Yeah.
With the wound management kit, you know, you want to have, you don't even need all the surgical tools. You just need like a multi-tool.
Yeah.
That's going to be able to push the needle through.
We're going to talk about that later.
Yep.
Multi-tool.
So some of the more complex things to have, you know, a quick clot's nice.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to want control bleeding in any major wound. A tourniquet, those are easy, small to have.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, some wrap, Coban or ACE bandage. To keep, the bandage in place.
Yeah.
I mean, it's as basic as that. The little suture packets, you know, I have like one in each bag. If you plan on taking like 15, you know, I don't know what you're going to run into and how much time you're going to spend trying to suture everybody up.
Right.
But it's probably past that, you know. So have one suture, one multi-tool, some gauze, and then, you're going to be using whatever water to rinse it out. You can't pack around, you know, 2 ounce, you know, like a 8 ounce bottle of saline solution, hoping you're going to use whatever you have. I didn't mention the hyphen, you know, the chest seal.
That's
actually a really easy thing to throw in a bag. I don't have one in mine yet. If the triangle bandage, I think you would have a bandana with you.
Yeah.
I didn't mention that in clothing, but that's as good enough as that.
We're going to talk about that later too.
As for some meds, in every kit, I think if you're chronically on medications, you should always have a month supply, like rotating out of your bug out bag.
Yeah. That's going to take some work.
It is.
It takes some diligence to do that.
I know. And I think that's one of the best, that's the best thing you can do if you are on chronic medication that if you do not have, you're probably going to die.
Yeah.
Is to rotate out that month supply in your bug out bag.
Right.
We've talked about it in other episodes of having those backup supplies and, you know, you can have as much as you want, whatever you can get, but I would definitely have the chronic ones in your bug out bag rotating out.
So I think that, like you've always said, just talk with your doctor about it.
Really not hard.
Because if it's not a narcotic of some sort, they're probably going to be okay with getting you some extra.
And narcotics and controlled substances, you're going to be fine without them.
Yeah, you're going to be okay.
You're not going to die.
Yeah.
So with the meds, I put in there real basic fever control, you know, ibuprofen, acetaminophen. Aspirin is great to have if you, you know, it's got its multiple uses, heart attacks, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Anti-nausea.
Yeah.
You're going to be drinking a lot of mountain water or whatever water, so you want Imodium.
Yes.
And anti-diarrheal is super important.
Yeah.
And acids, because you're going to be eating crap that your body's not used to. And then grab you some antibiotics. And yes, fish antibiotics will work in this scenario.
Yeah.
I put on there kind of the more broad spectrum ones. Cipro, Augmentin if you can. It's a little more expensive. Cephalexin and Bactrim are four different types of broad spectrum.
That can kind of cover all the bases. Yeah. Types
as
of
long
things.
As you have a bottle of one of them, you know.
Yeah.
And just real quick on that, you know, they don't really expire. They just lose their potency. If they're not liquid, then they're good.
Then just keep them. Don't be dumb. Just keep them.
Yeah. They're not going to poison you.
Yeah.
And, you know, if they do poison you and you used them in a dire, you're not going to find me. So screw you. You're dead.
Yeah, exactly. You put on their Benadryl as well, right? I don't know if you mentioned that.
Oh, yeah. You do on
that. It's great to have some of that because you never know.
Yeah. So, yeah. I hope that's just a quick rundown.
Yeah,
just
that's
think about
good
some
stuff,
of the stuff
man.
To keep you alive and just real basic.
Yeah, don't get nuts with it. Don't get nuts. Because
there are. There's some. I mean, you could have a whole bug out bag that's just medical.
Oh, yeah. And they
like,
make
that's
them.
That's sweet in your basement, but.
Yeah. For an actual bug out, you don't need that.
Right.
And it's not going to be helpful to you, really, when it comes down to. No. So the next thing is kind of the basic gear in your pack, kind of going down the basic things. So the first thing is fire starters. You obviously have to have a fire starter. Have at least three ways to start a fire in your bag, at least, right? Because you don't know what's going to happen. You have to have those options.
Ones that'll start a fire directly in your bag.
Yes, exactly. Most likely.
While you're walking.
First off, get some freaking lighters, okay? Have at least two in your bag. You know, they're cheap, they're light, and they're effective, and they last quite a while.
Yeah.
If you don't have a lighter because you think it's for pussies, you're an idiot. Because we've actually had people tell us that before. I don't know where we were doing like a live stream or something. Bixure for pussies.
Yeah.
I'm like, this pussy's going to be having a raging fire, and you're going to be like trying to freaking use a ferro rod. You know what I mean? So stupid, man.
You watch your language there. This pussy's going to have a wildfire.
This pussy's going to have wildfire.
Yeah, why not, man?
Yeah, it's so dumb.
You can buy like 15 for like $5.
People are so stupid. Have some freaking lighters. That should be your number one go-to.
You really should.
Yeah.
Crack them open and freaking dump it on. You know, if
exactly,
you,
yeah.
They're so cheap.
Oh, man. So have some lighters. Stormproof matches are also really, really good.
Yeah.
Waterproof, stormproof matches. They usually come in a nice little plastic hard case. Fantastic.
It has a striker on the side.
Yeah, striker on the side. Have some of those. Third, have a good ferro rod. So this can be something on your survival knife, which most likely if it's a survival knife, it has one on there. But if you've ever actually gone out and tried to start a fire with a ferro rod, it's not easy.
Yes.
You have to practice that. So you don't want that to be your go-to fire starting
method. It's crazy how much like Kobe and I do these videos for BattleBox and stuff. And we've used this equipment and like in the beginning, I was shaving off knuckles. I was cutting my hand open and no fire. Anything.
Yeah.
But now I mean, we've learned a ton of like what products are worth having.
Yes. That's really something we should mention. You know, try different products of the same type of
seriously.
Thing.
If you got a ferro rod for Christmas, go try it because you probably won't like it.
Yeah, some of them throw horrible spark. I mean, it's just you have to try different things, you know, as far as tinder and stuff too. Try different stuff.
We found some sweet fire starters.
There's some that we really, really love. So, and then obviously the last thing is to have some knowledge in those primitive fire starting methods, like the fire plow and, you know, the bow drill and stuff
like
that.
Right.
Those obviously they're freaking hard.
Yeah. And the other thing, you know, is what feathering the wood.
Yeah.
For both.
Some bushcraft skills for fire starting.
Seriously, you can throw a bushcraft book in your bug out bag.
Do it. Just do it.
It's tiny and you can burn it if you don't like it.
Yeah. And then also have some tinder. I have tinder in my pack as well as different fire starting. So some of the fire starting things that I really like, I love the live fire starter.
The one that slides open.
Yeah, the little slider.
Relight and shut.
Yeah.
That one is
sweet. That one is fantastic.
I have one of those.
So that one you can use hundreds of times, and you just one spark from your ferro rod and that thing is started. You can control the flame. It's really, really nice.
Yeah, it didn't take much to get it going either.
No.
Like to light it up.
Exactly. So to me, that's one of the best because it's reusable.
And it's, yeah, and it's protected and it's already from
protected
weather.
And it's tiny.
Yeah.
Get one of those. I think they're fantastic. And then as far as other fire starters go, I mean, there's others that
we've used.
You
know what other thing I carry with me always now that I love is that Smith's, it's like a cheese grater.
Oh, yeah.
Man, I used it camping.
The tinder maker?
It's amazing.
Yeah, those
Yeah, it's like a little cheese grater, and you just run it over a dry stick, and then you've got this tinder in there. And I'm telling you, that stuff, like, I'm surprised when you dump it out, it just start on fire. It
sees the sun and just...
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Because I used, like, a couple of ferro rods, and it was just like...
Yeah.
You know, just
we got that in one of the battle boxes, I don't remember. Yeah. But I've got that in my bag as well.
But yeah, the Smith's, I don't even know what it's called.
A lot of people will use,
it
like...
It has a striker tied to it, and it has the little cheese grater bin.
A lot of people will use even, you know, like the pencil sharpener to make some tinder
and
stuff.
Yeah, and that's exactly what that
is. It's kind of that same sort of deal. So just make sure you've used it and you've tried it. Moving on, Firestarter, because we can talk about that all day.
I know.
Survival knife. This is really simple. Just make sure it's fixed blade and, you know, and it has a ferro rod with it.
Why is my phone, like,
I don't know.
Dying? I'm going to lose my notes.
Are you? Well, I've got notes here if you need to look at them. Okay. But, yeah, so a survival knife, that's one of those things. Don't go cheap with it. You know, make sure you at least spend $50 on your knife, at least. You know, that's like your bottom end.
Yeah.
Because if it's a survival knife, it needs to last a while, and you're going to be using it constantly.
Exactly.
So make sure it's fixed blade. Make sure that you have used it and you trust it, you know?
Yeah, seriously. You got to try them out.
There's so many different options out
there. Like those heavy duty ones are nice to split wood.
Yeah.
You know, you put a lot of, you can just beat the crap out of them and they're awesome.
I mean, even something like a Moore knife is great, man. Those things are cheap, but they freaking last forever and they're durable.
Yeah. And I would highly, that's exactly what I'd be carrying.
So the next thing is a multi-tool. Cam's already talked about this a little bit as far as first aid goes. It's great to have, it's just great to have all the time, really. Multi-tool. There's so many different uses for it. We all know it. I mean, Les Stroud, the Survivor Man, doesn't leave his house without his multi-tool.
Right.
I should tell you something, right?
Shut up.
Okay. Illumination. Have lights. You need to have a few different types of lights. I suggest a headlamp as one of them.
Definitely.
Because you're going to want to be hands-free.
Definitely.
Have a solar lantern of some sort. I have a little solar hybrid light in mine. That I really, really like. So just try out some different things because you're going to, I mean, trying to start a fire in the dark is almost impossible.
Yeah.
So you're going to want light at least to get some stuff like that done, you know. You can even just get like a little small tactical flashlight as well. It's something you can use. Cookware. You have to have a way to cook food. You have to have a way to boil water. So have a little pot for boiling. Also, you can have a little portable stove. I have the little Ready Man stove that you can build, you know. It doesn't take any fuel, but I also have one of those little, fuel stoves that you just put the little the fuel cube in, you know, and the alcohol cube and start it up. So that's takes like no space. I just actually put it in my pot, you know,
right,
all ready to go. So have something like that.
And they even like I think one of our first videos was those little buildable stove things.
Yeah.
That you can just feed fire, exactly. You know, stick stuff. Those are small.
That's like
but
the Ready
they
Man
make
one.
Cooking so nice. Yeah.
Oh, they do
exactly. Mm-hmm. And the other, what was the I forgot.
Okay.
Oh yeah, if you have space, you know, and you want something pretty extreme, then you can use like the BioLite and stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Because
you get multiple uses for it.
Yeah.
And out of it.
Exactly.
If I had the room.
I know. It's heavy. So that's one of those things. You gotta weigh the options there. Some other things to put on there. I just have a kind of a list of other things that are possible you don't have to have, but they're really great. Cash. $100 in cash, small bills. You're going to want it.
Really
make
important.
Sure you have
that.
You
could do the lot with that.
Yeah.
Burn it, wipe your butt.
Exactly.
You go to a stripper. Maybe
strip club.
A prepper stripper.
Oh.
Play club.
Survival club. Survival strip club.
That's how the prepper do.
That's how we do it. That's how prepper do.
That's how prepper do.
Stay survived, son.
Make sure it's all those slogans. Yeah,
everything.
Terrible ones on
everything.
There.
So, cash. Bandana. Obviously, we've talked about the multiple uses of bandanas so many different times. Filters, first aid, blah, 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 blah.
Blah, blah.
I've got the Coulter Co. bandana in mine that's glow-in-the-dark with the star chart to tell me which way I'm walking. It's always a fantastic way to go.
It is. That's
another way to go is a compass.
Oh, yeah, those work, too.
Those are nice. They keep you going in the right direction. A notepad and a tactical pen. You never know what you're going to have to make notes on or leave notes for people or just doodle to pass the time at your strip club.
Yeah.
Stay survived, son. Survival literature. This is something I have several in my bag. First aid field guide. I have the pocket first aid field guide. Because I really don't know that much about first aid, and if something happens, I'm going to have to directly go to that thing.
And we've talked about printing out like how to suture.
Just, exactly.
If you don't have the time to learn it, just stick a freaking...
Yeah, at least you have that in there. I mean, the one I've got is tiny. It's like this big, you know, you can open it up. And then I have like just a general survival field guide as well in there. So it goes over a lot of like, you know, other stuff, for, you know, building shelters, all that kind of stuff you're going to need to know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Paracord, we've talked about that several times. Always good to have. N95 face mask, at least, just because you don't know what you're going to get into. You might run right into a freaking riot with tear gas or something, you know. At least you have that you can throw on and feel better about your life.
Yep.
Garbage
hook
bags.
Hang, hook hand hanging off the side of your bag.
Yeah.
Just in case.
You looking at that hook hand? That's right.
Yeah, that's a rider. That's a rider pass right there.
Let him pass. He's a rider.
Oh, got a hook hand. Let's get him in there.
Gosh, are we going to get through an episode without talking about hook hands?
No.
Garbage bags. We've talked about that a bunch of times. You can use it as a poncho. You can use it for water collection. I mean, there's so many different things. Small emergency radio. You never know if you're going to need some sort of comms, you know, to listen to what's going on. But this, you're going to have to weigh the options on this as well. Is it going to be heavy? So just kind of look at that. USB device charger. I think this is something you have to have.
Yeah.
To charge your phone. If you know, if the cell towers are still up and running, you're going to want to keep that phone going.
Yep.
So I suggest
the hand crank ones.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, or the solar ones.
Yeah,
I have the Goal Zero solar one, which is awesome.
Yeah,
which I've used it several times and I've loved it. rain poncho. That's something you can keep in there. A Shamog. We've gone through the joys of the Shamog several times. Sunscreen is something you might not think about, but it's going to come in really, really handy when the sun's blaring down on you all day long as you're hiking. Bug spray. This is something else that's going to be very nice when you're getting bit by 1,000 bugs.
Yes.
Local maps, that's something we've
bug
talked
spray
about.
And net, even.
Yeah, even, yeah, the net. Local maps are nice to have. You know, hopefully you know your terrain pretty well, but it's not bad to have something like that in there, you know. Sunglasses, again, with the sun blaring down on you. Flash drive with important documents, birth certificate, ID, social security, passport. You know, you just don't know what you're going to get
into. Jason Bourne carries one, I think.
Yeah, you've got like 8 passports. safety pins, I just put that in there because...
Of course.
The glory of the safety pins.
I didn't mention it, but we did save a life with it, so...
Another thing is a Silcock key. This is something we got in the battle box in the urban survival. You can get water off of buildings. A bunch of old buildings have those, so they're nice to have. Anyways, that's kind of the basic items that I've come up with.
That's good.
How about you, Cam? Weapons.
Well, on those basic items, I had a few things that I thought were actually pretty cool I looked at. You could actually get like it's almost like a motion sensor detector, like really small.
Oh, yeah.
And you can place it around wherever, you know, if you're bugging out and you're by yourself. Or
is it battery operated or what?
Yeah.
Wow.
And I think it's a little pricey, but I never thought about, you know, protecting, you know, you may not have enough cordage to go around to give you a safe perimeter.
Yeah.
That thing gives you like, you know, 25 to 50 feet of like, you know.
That'd be cool. Yeah.
I know. So that was a
Something pretty cool,
unique thing. And then I saw, of course, you know, it was a countermeasure, like, it looks like this is cool.
I'm listening.
So you actually impact the end and it flares up and then you could just like, you know, huck it at somebody. That was pretty bad.
Sounds like a flare.
And the comfort thing, you know, they had those really small, portable, little teeny really lightweight sleeping bags.
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. I think that just having, you know, like your protection of, you know, your little bivy and all that stuff.
Yeah.
It would be nice. And I have a little teeny, it's actually in the car, but mm-hmm. that's one thing I would want with me.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Is a sleeping bag.
You're going to feel better if you have it.
And they're really pretty compact, you know, some of those little ones. Mm-hmm. But yeah, you know, just some things to think about.
Yeah. Just think
there's
about
a lot of cool things in there. So for weapons, you know, you can get carried away with this too, for sure. Number one thing I think is to have a pistol in your bag.
Yeah.
Because there isn't much better for self-defense,
mm-hmm.
you know, and even hunting small game if you're really
yep.
pretty accurate. I don't think I could shoot anything with
this. No, there's no way you could.
No. I'm not good with pistol. Pistol whip,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Yeah.
But on those pistols, a lot of the things that I've read say, you know, have two clips and then yep. have like really...
Two magazines.
Nice, yeah, exactly.
Two magazines.
A clip, magazine.
They're different.
Shit. Anyway.
But people always say clips. They do.
Okay.
It doesn't matter. Just keep going.
Anyway. the really cheap bullets. You know, I'd have like a small caliber handgun is what I would go with.
Yeah.
Just because of the weight and then what you can carry. And then having like, you know, hollow points or something mm-hmm. a little better to hunt with. And then you've got the cheap ones for target practice and to just scare yeah. people.
You know? Absolutely.
So a pistol. On firearms as well, I have like a 22 rifle that breaks down.
Yeah. Do you have the Ruger 10/22? Is that what you
I
have?
I do, yep.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's very portable. And then for hunting, it's excellent. I mean, it's small
fantastic.
Game. And, yeah. So I think that, in my opinion, you know, that's what I would carry in my bug out bag is a 22.
Right.
Just because it's really light mm-hmm. and especially one that can break down. A machete, you know, I yep. have, I carry that, what is that one right there that you have?
The Outdoor Edge one?
Yeah. I always have that one with
it's
me.
It's fantastic,
It's, I mean, for chopping wood, it's way better than a knife.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot lighter and smaller than a hatchet, but, and that brings me to another one, a hatchet.
A hatchet.
Tomahawk.
Yep.
The other, you know, if you're good with a knife and you feel like you can defend yourself with a knife,
yeah.
you're going to have one anyway for all your other needs.
Exactly.
I just added that to the weapons. And then a crossbow would be sweet, but good freak, they're big, man.
It's too heavy.
It's too heavy, and reloading those, I love watching The Walking Dead, and he's like,
K-tuff, yeah. K-tuff,
k-tuff. It's like a machine gun, you know. I'm like, dude,
there's
doesn't
no
show
way.
Him ever drawing it.
Mm-mm.
And they are sweet, and you got recyclable ammo sometimes. You know, I busted the piss out of one.
Did you?
Yeah. Just shooting it into like a soft target. And I was like, well, there's that one.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's sweet if you want to pack that with you and that's what you want for hunting and self-defense, sweet. But I think it's just too big.
For a bug out situation, it's
that's
not
where,
great.
You know. Yeah.
I don't care.
I
don't care. It's not great.
It's not going to be good.
No.
What else did you put in there, huh?
Oh, well,
I think that's the main things that
yeah,
I
yeah, that's
had down.
Basically it. Slingshots. Some people talked about slingshots.
Yeah.
You know?
You can do anything with
those. I just don't know. We had that little pocket one that looks like a condom thing. Looks like some sort of a...
I forgot about that. What the hell are you going to do with that?
People... No, that thing really...
I guess you could shotgun blast somebody in the face with it.
It would hurt.
Ooh, watch yeah. out! They're like, what do you got?
What you got? What you what got?
Is that, a diaphragm? And then just shoot a bunch of... BBs in their face.
I got this diaphragm. I'm going to beat you with it.
Yeah.
So anyways, yeah, just think
there's
about...
There's a lot of little weapons, but just, I mean, I would have a handgun, a knife, probably a hatchet, and my machete.
Even that's a lot. I wouldn't take all of those.
No, I wouldn't either.
No,
I don't have all of them.
I don't have all of them.
But I mean, that's the things that I choose
yeah,
from.
Yeah, absolutely. The next thing is hygiene. This is the toilet paper section. So Cam gave that to me.
Yes,
toilet paper.
Kobe thought that was so important to add.
Wet wipes, napkins, paper towels, baby wipes, leftover KFC towelettes, anything to wipe your butt. You're going to want it, all right, guys? Number one, there's also the Epic wipes. I actually have three or four of those in my bug out bag. I don't know if you guys remember us doing a review on those quite a while ago. They're huge. They're like towel size, but they're wet wipes. Freaking awesome. Epic wipes. Use our code CASUALPREPPERS. Get 10% off. The next thing.
All right.
All right, I'll
good
do
job
it.
Slipping in there.
Yeah. So the next thing is some like deodorant, some hand sanitizer, which can also be used as fire starter.
Yeah.
So, you know, lots of alcohol in it. Soap, toothpaste, and a toothbrush.
Alcohol wipe edibles.
Oh yeah,
those are important to have.
Yep. Get drunk and get clean at the same time. You know, if you have women's with you, Got to have the feminine products.
You do.
Because it's going to be, I can't even imagine what's going to happen in that situation if you don't have anything. It's going to be freaking horrible.
On the Rag is going to come back into a much bigger light.
They do have those rubber, like, feminine cups rubber or something. What? No, rubber what?
You have a female and have a rubber, yeah? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, they're like called like, I can't remember what they're called, but they're like reusable rubber for women.
Yes, they're like a diaphragm.
So,
like
really not something, that I think it's a good idea, honestly. It's a really good idea. And then also some chapstick, which is also something you want to think about. And that's all I got for hygiene.
That's good enough.
That's good enough. Hey, guys, really quick. Let's talk about the 3%er. The 3%ers are all diehard American patriots who craft pro-gun, patriotic, and American Revolution-related apparel. They are extremely passionate about what they do, and everything is made to order in-house. Go to the3percenter.com and get the very best gear for any Second Amendment America-loving patriot. That's the3percenter.com, and use our code CASUALPREPPERS for that 10% off the already fantastic price on those fantastic shirts. And this is where you will go get our shirts as well.
Mm-hmm.
The one I'm wearing today, you're going to look awesome if you go get it. We actually have a hoodie as well.
Yeah, it's getting into fall. Mm. There's long sleeve ones like Kobe. Well, yeah. Mid sleeve. Mm. And then you got sweaters.
The 3%er. Mm.
Just get them.
That's their new tagline. The 3%er.
Just get them.
fantastic, man.
Yeah, that was pretty.
I wanted to really quickly talk just about the bag itself. There's really not much to go through on this, but there is a little bit.
Oh, true.
First thing, durability.
Like we were talking about, I had my straps falling off.
Exactly, yeah. Durability. You know, don't go grab the $9.99 bag and use it for your bug out bag. It's not a good idea.
No.
It's not going to last.
Yeah. Those Army surplus ones, a lot of them are pretty, they're not the actual ones the Army uses.
Yeah, they're not, no. And they look like they've been through hell already.
Yeah, you're like, wow. This one probably took a bullet in Vietnam.
Desert Storm. I don't even know.
It's got a blood stain. I want this one.
Wow. Wow. just make sure you don't use the super cheapo one. Yeah. Make sure it's durable. Make sure, ballistic nylon is really good. So, polyester is not quite as durable. So just kind of look at those things as you're buying your bag. Volume capacity. Make sure it's big enough, but make sure it's not too big.
Yeah.
Freaking don't get the big, huge, I don't care who you are, don't get the huge freaking backpacking ones.
Right.
I think it's too much. With the big metal frame.
I know.
Freaking antennas coming out the back and shit. Don't get it. It's not
got
worth
a fan
it.
Blowing down.
Yeah. And it takes off.
Now that would be cool.
That would be cool. It'd be worth it. Comfortability. Make sure the pack fits nicely. Make sure it fits snug. Like Cam said, he tried one. It did not work.
Yeah.
So make sure it's going to be comfortable. Stay survived.
Keep your shoulders nice.
Your shoulders nice and tight.
You don't want torticollis, a little crink in your neck.
Yeah, it's not good. Waterproof is something to look at, especially if you're in an area with a lot of rain. You Seattle-ites out there that are bugging out.
Yeah.
You're going to want it.
Yes, you're going to climb up in the Cascades. You want to have a nice one on.
When you're there climbing up that Space Needle and stuff, and you got your bag all wet, and you get up to the top, and there's zombies in there, and then your shit's all wet.
Just think if you had to crawl like Shawshank right through the pipes and stuff, you want a nice bag.
You go all Shawshank bug-out style, you're going to be regretting it.
Shit proof. You don't want it smelling on inside.
Yeah. Sear proof and stuff. An organization, make sure it has sufficient pockets to make sure that you can get to your stuff. Like if you need to hurry and grab a tourniquet.
I like compartments.
Yeah.
I've always liked compartments.
You have. You've always loved it. I mean, from day one.
First things first, I want a compartment bag.
This better have lots of compartments.
This bag's nice, but where's the compartments on this bag?
I feel like it's lacking in the compartment. Department.
Oh, okay. Anyway.
Okay, anyway. Moving on. That's it. That's all I got, Cam.
Let's end on compartments.
That's the end of the whole bug out bag stuff.
Compartments.
So that's it.
That's it.
Yeah.
Are we done with this?
We're done. Moving on.
All right. Well, I wanted to give a shout out to our...
Holla!
to Survival Boxes.
Yeah, you did.
Survival Boxes are the only subscription box packed with all of the essential survival supplies that you need for prepping to survive disasters like a hurricane, earthquake, or your next outdoor adventure. There are three different boxes to choose from, so sign up today and start getting survival boxes delivered to your door every month. No contracts. You can cancel any freaking time you want.
You can cancel tomorrow. You can cancel yesterday. Yep. You can cancel in a week.
Just make good and sure you use Casual Preppers for 10%
off. At checkout.
Yep. So check them out. Survivalboxes.com and get your first survival box to your door anytime you want.
Good gracious. That was amazing.
You know, they would be perfect for bug out bag stuff.
They would.
They have lots of good stuff.
You always get like the little food bars and stuff in it.
And if you want to mix it up. And get the, is it the Bravo? The Bravo. Both?
No, I think.
Or is that Alpha?
I don't know.
Is that Omega?
I don't know, man.
Anyway, you can get one if you want a little bit of supply, not a lot of supply. Absolutely. And a little bit of food. Mm-hmm. Just get that box.
Okay. Moving on. Reviews. Yeah. We have a couple of reviews today. Yeah. I'm going to let Cam take this one mostly because he did the review on the Pyros.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Pyros.
Pyros. He actually did a video fantastically done. I was really proud of him. Yeah, yeah. It's on Facebook. Go grab it. Go
did
take
it
a look.
Like 11 at night.
Yeah.
Just before I went to bed.
Mm-hmm.
But you would love it.
You're
and it does
love
give you more detail, and you can see it in my hands if that's what you want.
So, Pyros, Pyros. Their Kickstarter just went
live. Well, it's going.
And went live. Yeah. A couple days ago on the 13th. So, go check them out. The Kickstarter is really, really cool. Cool product. Cam, tell us about it.
Okay. So, the Pyros. So, they've actually got four different models. So, what's cool about this light is that it has like little compartments. The whole thing is made out of aluminum. It's really lightweight. This would be an excellent thing to have in your bug out bag. Actually, feel
it
bad.
It actually really would.
Actually, feel bad. I didn't mention it. So what's cool?
Mention it now, bro.
I am. So these compartments that twist on. It's almost like it's kind of like a mag light.
Yeah.
But you can twist additional little sealed, like watertight compartments on it.
You could get so many of them that you could have like a Pyros cane.
You
almost.
Could, dude. You can have like the a Gandalf. Lightning rod.
You have a Gandalf up there. Thou shalt not pass.
Yeah, they have. You can seriously add a ton on.
Mm-hmm.
So you could put like pills in some of the compartments. You could put fishing line. You could put pills and seeds. And you could
pills. And it's basically just a way to carry pills
around.
You
could put beans and pills. And you could put wipes and pills.
Water and pills.
Hey, I'm thinking about the
pill
real,
soup.
I'm thinking about the actual American, which all of them are on pills anymore.
You could have one compartment for your Xanax.
This is your Xanax. Yep.
This is Viagra.
But yeah, they have like this little electronic fire starter too.
Yeah, it's
in
cool.
One of the compartments. And it has
it's basically like a little it almost looks like it's gonna shock you.
It does.
It's
that's like what I actually thought was a self defense thing. And
I wonder if
like,
it would. I don't even know.
I don't know. I thought about shocking like something with it. Me. But yeah, that's pretty cool. And it has that's actually in a USB port.
Mm-hmm.
So it has a 3,400 milliamp battery.
Not 34.
Not 34, like I say in the video.
3,400.
Well, hell, I ain't going to charge nothing.
34 milliamp? What the hell that going to do?
The light's like, boom. Well, it was pretty cool. So yeah, that charges the 1,000 lumen light. You know, it's really, it's bright, it's heavy, it's waterproof. You can have a bunch of compartments on it. You have a USB charger for your phone.
Yeah.
It's a freaking cool light.
Very cool. Go check them out at Pyros at Kickstarter.
And they have, like I said, they have four different models that have a bunch of crap already in them if you want that.
Yep. Cool. Thanks, bro.
You bet.
Next, Battlebox Mission 31. This one is called what now?
This is called the CWPP box, which is Community and Wildfire Protection Plan.
Right, exactly.
So,
a lot of times people get a little up in arms about some of these boxes, like, well, this ain't no Tactico and Survivo. And,
well, you can't,
And so the thing is, thing I actually really like about Battlebox is they think out of the box. They think out of the Battlebox.
Out of the Battlebox.
So they go to things that, as far as prepping goes, that you don't think about sometimes.
Right.
And this is one of those boxes, I think, that are kind of in that category.
Yeah. And, you know, we did that episode on subscription boxes, and we kind of went into detail. I mean, what they go, like, the stuff they look for is, like, practical stuff for in every, they're hitting, like, every aspect of, you know, preparedness.
Yeah.
Which is sweet. So this one, the basic box.
Do you want to show the products, or do you not want to?
I could.
For probably. The peoples? It's up to you. You don't have to.
Well, which one? Do you want to show it?
No, you can show it. It's easier for you.
I don't want to dig in there, huh? Okay, you do that.
I'll do this. Okay. The basic box, $25, okay? Number one, water gel burn kit. And this looks like actually a really nice burn kit. It's the I think it's the orange, the little orange case. Little, yeah, orange. Might be orange. I think it's orange. It's orange. It's a water gel burn kit. They say this is like top of the line burn kit stuff. So that the value of that is $25 right off the bat. So
burn dressing and then so, all these burn treatments.
So with that, and that's something a lot of
look,
people
look, all
don't,
this could be thrown in your regular kit too.
Yeah.
I mean, easy enough, just stick it in there.
A lot of times you don't think about burn, you know.
You don't. And burns are freaking miserable.
And they're horrible. So that's the first item in the basic kit. The next item is called the Ready Mask. It's $9.99. It's actually kind of cool. It's not that one. It's a different one. So the Ready Mask is this.
This is the Ready Mask.
So basically what it does.
See this businessman with the Ready Mask on?
Yeah. He's like, I'm ready.
I work in Mexico City and it's lots of pollution and I'm going to wear this.
We're going to talk about something today in this meeting and I'm worried about your guys' germs. No, so this is something you can keep next to your bed and you wake up and it's a smoke filled room and
boom.
And you don't know what to that thing actually it sticks to your face.
Yeah.
But it also has like eye protection as well. It's kind of cool.
So really it's like
cool.
An exfoliator and
exfoliator. No. So that's $10. Really cool. Really cool. Really cool. Next thing is the Wagentech Fred Light Emergency Beacon. $14.95.
Fred Light.
Fred Light. Tech Fred Light. So you have to pull the little thing out before it'll work. But it's awesome little emergency roadside disc, or it can be used in your home.
With this.
So anyways, really cool. Really
it
cool.
Is cool.
The next is the U.S. Patrol.
I'm on fire! Let's put it out in your front yard.
I'm on fire! Click the button!
Could you turn on the Fred Light? I want people to see I'm on fire.
My shoes are on fire. Can you turn on that Fred Light?
Oh, shit. We don't got the Fred Light out in the front yard.
Well, I guess I'll just burn to death. The next thing is the U.S. Patrol Fire Resistant Document Bag. This is awesome. This is something you don't think about. You can throw your birth certificates, Social Security cards, USB with lots of other information in it, anything, pictures.
Dirty pictures.
Dirty pictures.
I don't want those to burn.
I want my Polaroids burning. Polaroids. So that's your basic kit right there. $25 for all that.
That is actually pretty cool.
Yeah, they're very nice to have.
Instead of having a big old freaking safe, you know,
yeah.
You just put them in there.
So moving on to the advanced box, $50 for this one. The first thing is the fire mask, RPD-60. Comes in like a nice little digital camo
effing thing. Cool.
Really cool fire mask. This is a step up from the old the Mexico City businessman mask. It's one step up from that guy. But it comes vacuum sealed, so you don't want to pull it out quite yet, I don't think. Anyways, really cool. $39 for that sucker.
Well, that means mine's going to be dicked.
Most likely.
That's great.
That's great. The next thing in the advanced box is the small fiberglass fire blanket.
Where's that at? Oh, right here.
It's right here. You ever been in a fire and just said, ooh, I'm a bit chilly? Take the fire blanket
this
out.
This is the blanket you're going to want.
So that's something, actually, it's really cool. So if your house is on fire, you're running, you grab your kids, you don't have anything, you know, your hallway's on fire.
I'm getting out of here. Just throw the blanket over your kids and run out.
I'm getting out of here. Don't wake up.
Wrap yourselves up. I'm out.
She was sleeping, honey. I didn't want to wake her up.
I wrapped her in a fire blanket. She's fine.
I feel like I'm being a good parent. So anyways, it's awesome to see you
put
run
your kids every night to bed in the fire blanket.
You worried about fires? Well, we got your problem solved.
Get them to sleep nice and toasty and then put the fire blanket on.
You worried about your kids burning up in a horrible inferno in your home every evening? Or not. Anyways, so you can get them down the hallway, throw that over their heads. They're not going to burn up. It's really cool.
Burn the rest of shit. Just make sure their heads are
just
fine.
Make sure take their toes to a crisp, but their head will be fine.
Leave their torso and their head.
So that's $15 right there. So, man, your value's awesome already. Next, Pro Box. The Sotiera Fire Throwable Fire Extinguisher. This thing is cool. $69. So it's basically, you pull that out, it's like a, it looks like a,
don't drink it.
Don't, yeah, absolutely do not drink it.
Well, look at this. I got Kool-Aid in my bag.
You throw it. It's called Fire Extinguisher Kool-Aid. It's interesting.
I bet it tingles in my mouth. It's probably hot.
Ew. My insides are burning.
Hello. I'm blind.
This is weird. I feel like I'm going to pass out.
I guess I got good nutrition.
So anyways, you actually throw it at fire, and it breaks.
And just the whole thing unopened?
No, you do. That's
oh, you do? Yeah. I thought you would open and, like,
no,
flip it.
No, don't do that. It breaks on impact.
No, I don't believe
so
it.
So say your oven's on fire or something, maybe. Say your car's on fire. You don't know what to do. You throw that. Boom. Brakes. Ready to go.
Boom.
So that's kind of cool. Kind of quiet.
That is pretty cool.
Next, Pro Plus. Knife of the Month Club. $149.99. The Tomahawk Tactical Tomahawk. Tomahawk. Cam and I actually got a nice look at the full-size Tomahawk.
We got a nice look at the old full-size Tim.
Oh, I saw Tim's hawk. Mm-hmm. Our old buddy Tim Rawson came up with this.
Hey.
It's just careful. That thing is sharp. It's like super sharp.
It is.
Yeah, I like
cutting it. Right through the plastic.
It will cut your hand off in a second. So be careful. Anyways, really cool.
I can't wait to run around with this on and a fire mask on. That's going to be fun.
It's going
to
be so cool.
Man, that is.
But it has like a nice little pry bar on the bottom. See?
Yeah, yep.
Really cool. Really cool. Well done, BattleBox. Well done.
Just throw that.
Just throw it. I'm done.
Look at that thing.
Yeah, you do stuff with it.
That's freaking sweet.
Oh, goddamn. And where is my first aid kit?
Okay.
Anyways, really cool. Really, really, really cool.
That is a pretty freaking amazing kit.
So we
a lot
should
of stuff I do not have at no, all. At my
yeah,
house,
no kidding.
Especially not the fireball.
We got to make a video soon, at some point. So be
so
looking for it.
This stuff's awesome. Too bad I'll be disposing of it all when yep. I'm done.
It's time for the quick and dirty medical tip.
All right. Have you ever had a toothache?
Have you ever seen Castaway?
Yeah, basically. So I haven't really mentioned anything about twofers.
And two for one?
And a lot of kits, you know, a lot of people don't prepare for the possibility of a tooth problem, chipping a tooth, losing a tooth, you know, tooth fairy, prepper tooth fairy. So
tooth fairy.
Just real quick, I want to tell you about some of the things that you should have in your med kit for toothers.
Okay.
So first of all, before I even talk about, you know, what you do for broken teeth and all that stuff, you should have some nail polish. You can actually, I'll tell you why.
All right.
The dental wax is actually super nice to have, you know, for cracked teeth, you know, when you're tonguing it to death. I got a crack in there.
Honey, you're going to tongue it to death.
So that wax can help.
What are you doing down there?
Moving on.
Moving on. Where's
some,
the fire blanket?
Some floor, some fluoride tarnish. Varnish, sorry, not tarnish.
Tarnish. Some fluoride tarnish.
And then they actually commercially sell like the broken tooth repair. Mm-hmm. You know, I've seen it. It's commercially as like Dycol. And then the other thing is they sell a solution that you want to have. It's called Hank's Solution.
Hank's Solution.
Or Save a Tooth. Okay.
All right.
So those are things you want to have in your bag. If you want to quit right here, you can be done. But now I'm going to talk to you about.
I don't want
to
quit right here. Okay. I'm not a quitter.
No, you're not. Mm-mm. So there's different tooth damage. You know, there's a chipped tooth, and there's different grades of that. You know, if it gets into the dentin and then the pulp.
Whatever.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not a dentist. And then second, there's actually you knock a tooth loose.
You thought about that real hard, and it still came out wrong. You knock a tooth loose.
I didn't even do that.
You're looking right at me like, look how smart
it
I am.
It came out clear as day, like I had studied it that way.
Look,
you talk.
We're gonna knock a tooth
loose. You're gonna make. You're gonna knock out a Luke. Luke, I can't even do it now.
That's fantastic. Good lord.
So if you knock a tooth loose, man. To think I practice medicine is the saddest thing in the world.
Oh, she got a tooth loose in there.
It appears as though you have a lot. Yeah.
My medical opinion is that you have a tooth loose.
Yeah. So, anyway, if you knock one loose, the only thing you need to do, you probably damaged it. It's going to need, you know, like a root canal eventually. But that's not something you're worried about. You want to keep it in there. So you can use that wax to splint the tooth. So you just mash
around the
you mash the wax on the front and the back side to the you know, teeth next to it.
I get you.
Splint it. Mm-hmm. And then you go on like a liquid diet, you know, so you're not chewing. You want to keep that tooth nice and still, and it will heal and tighten back up. Whether or not it survives is another story.
Yeah.
So a chipped tooth, you know, you can use that tooth replace the filling crap that you can get from over the counter.
Yeah.
You can fill it full of wax, you know, just if you break it into like the dentin or the pulp and it bleeds, the tooth's screwed, you know.
Yeah.
You probably should just pull it out. And I might get to talk to you about that at some time.
Okay.
How to extract a tooth.
But not right now.
No. And then second is if you get a tooth knocked out. So a tooth is still, you can still stick it back in the spot it came out of within 15 minutes.
What?
So you can mash it back in.
Good Lord.
I know. So say you get your tooth knocked out. You want to pick it up by the crown. You don't want to grab it at the root because you can smash the ligaments and kill the blood supply. So you wash it off with Hank's solution.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, if you have milk or something simple like that. You don't want to use, you know, pop or beer.
I knocked my tooth out. Where's the Keystone Light?
Yeah, you don't want to, like, sterilize it.
Yeah.
You just want to, you know, saline or even put it in your mouth and roll it around with, you know, saliva will clean it off.
I'm not doing this. I'm just going to lose my tooth.
Yeah, but you can salvage a tooth. So within 15 minutes, you can mash it back in, put some gauze, and then bite down and hold it there for about 5 minutes, and then you splint it just like you did with a loose tooth.
Gracious.
Isn't that crazy? That's pretty gross. So if it's beyond 15 minutes, they recommend soaking it in one of those solutions like saline or Hank's solution for 30 minutes and then trying to put it back in.
Gosh gracious.
Yeah. Wah, yeah. Wah. You're probably best to just let go
and
leave the tooth out because you are at risk of infection.
Yeah.
So the two times that you would use it, you've got a dental abscess. If you did knock the tooth out and decide to put it in yourself, I would start antibiotics. And if you broke the tooth, like chipped it and it's bleeding, then before once you get it covered up and sealed with nail polish remover, or not remover, with nail polish, you can actually paint over a chipped tooth to seal it. So
what?
Crazy, huh? But yeah, start That's taking weird. Antibiotics for those different scenarios. But yeah, there you go. That's probably not going to help any of you.
Nah, that's weird, man.
But yeah, you can save a tooth.
That's fantastic.
Crazy, huh?
Crazy.
You can... Just watch out for the Deuce Luth.
Deuce Luth. Well, thanks, guys. Yeah. That is the episode today.
I don't know how that came out so clear.
Yeah, it was awesome. I loved it. I can't believe how awesome it was. thanks, guys. Come see us at casualpreppers.com. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast. Make sure you subscribe to the YouTube. And you got anything else to say, Cameron?
I don't.
Okay, see you later. Bye.